I am Johnny Massacre, and welcome to the Johnny Massacre Show. This is the Tuesday Night Massacre. On tonight's show, Biden claims that George Floyd had more of an impact than Martin Luther King. In other news, Israel gears up for their fifth shot. Microsoft buys Activision Blizzard along with the Call of Duty franchise. And world's oldest trousers found where all shall be revealed. Who's fucking with me? Give me a hell yeah! So Biden. I just looked on the Twitters. I don't know why I keep giving myself IAs by looking into this woke abyss, but I just guts to do it. Now, Biden, worst president ever, is trending on Twitter. And it's basically because he came out and said George Floyd is better than Martin Luther King. I guess because George Floyd, the dead George Floyd, is more useful to Biden than Martin Luther King. You want to see what's causing all this fuss, all this madness? Well, I'm going to show you right now. Here is Biden in the flesh, the gaunt cadaver that he is, talking a load of shit. Here we go. Check it out.
Worldwide impact that George Floyd... But even Dr. King's assassination did not have the worldwide impact that George Floyd's death did.
Someone in the background is going, I don't know who the fuck that is, one of his sycophants. But okay, now, Martin Luther King is probably the biggest name of all time, top five, probably top three, when it comes to black rights in the United States. I mean, he's a fucking legend. White people and black people, when they hear the name Martin Luther King, kind of go, oh yeah, Martin Luther King, he made a difference, he was a good fucking soul. And you can't really say that about many people today. So he's an absolute legend. He really did his bit to actually make equality a thing in America. George Floyd did nothing. He fucking did nothing at all. And to say that George Floyd had more of an impact than Martin Luther King is basically denigrating all of Martin Luther King's amazing achievements, if they're on par with the criminal that is George Floyd. Now, I hate the way that the left have exploited George Floyd, his life, his death, the whole thing, for political power, to the point where if anyone criticizes him, it's because you are racist and you want black people to die. No, I don't want anybody to die. I don't think George Floyd should have died for committing the crime that he did. However, I watched the video and I'm not convinced it was a racial attack. There was actually no evidence that it was a racial attack. And in court, there was nothing to do with racism that was in the charges. But that didn't stop the left from exploiting George Floyd as they exploit everything for their gain, even if it fucks up the whole country and it's untrue. And they turned it into this race thing. Biden and Kamala Harris, when George Floyd's killer Chauvin was convicted, called it a victory for race and all this kind of stuff, when it was nothing to do with race. And so it's so annoying the way the left masquerade as these moral superiors, and they're all about race. They're obsessed with intersectional politics, which is race, when actually they don't give a shit about other races just as much as the Republican does. And yet they grin in our faces and tell us that they're the good guys. It's really, really distasteful. So it makes me realize, as soon as I mention this, there's going to be people who are brainwashed into thinking you can't criticize George Floyd. But I can, because the guy was a bit of a dick. As I said, don't want him to die. Didn't want him to die. But he didn't do anything for race relations. And he was just an asshole. He was a bit of a fucking dick. I mean, look, everyone deserves a chance at redemption. And unfortunately, George Floyd didn't get it. But you cannot compare the guy to Martin Luther King. And if you can, no wonder the world's in such a fucked up state. Everyone's so confused and everyone hates each other because they've got their wires crossed. Now, Martin Luther King was inspired by Gandhi, and he achieved success using peaceful protest, non-violent protest. Unlike the protests in the wake of George Floyd's death, which were very, very violent. So who had more of an impact? Who was doing the greater good, George Floyd or Martin Luther King? Martin Luther King brought the spotlight to racial prejudice. He inspired millions of people. He brought voting rights and civil rights to blacks. You remember his famous fucking line, "I have a dream"? Everyone fucking knows that, regardless of the color. And when you hear that, you don't feel any resentment at all. Apparently, Martin Luther King was influential in organizing the Great March on Washington. 250,000 motherfuckers turned up to that. And he made one of the best quotes of all time about race. He said, quote, "I look to a day when people will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character." You see how I'm smiling? Because it makes me feel a sense of unity. It makes me feel a sense of colorlessness. I feel anyone could get behind that. I feel that our color could evaporate and that sound could echo out of anybody's mouth and it would make total sense and everyone would be nodding in agreement. Hell yeah to Martin Luther King. But George Floyd, what did he do? Violent criminal history. He was a toothless, deadbeat dad drug addict. He landed 5 years behind bars in 2009 for an assault and robbery. 2 years earlier, he robbed a pregnant woman with a gang of his mates, and before that had been convicted of charges ranging from theft with a firearm to drugs. When he was caught, he was high as fuck. He had a lethal dose of fentanyl in his system. He was trying to use a fake bill to purchase some stuff. Sorry, but he was a wanker. And the left want that to be a racial attack so bad so they can use it in order to get black people's votes and make this invisible crisis. They love a crisis because then they can save you and they can centralize power and control everything. So they use people like George Floyd. They lick their lips at the thought of that guy dying so they can exploit his death for power. And the narrative is always racism, racism, racism. Ahmaud Arbery, the guy who was killed after he was doing some sketchy stuff in the neighborhood. Again, he shouldn't have died, but the people who shot him just got life in prison. Jacob Blake, remember his shooting? He was a criminal, but apparently that was all racism. So when it wasn't, the left love an invisible crisis. And what better an invisible crisis other than coronavirus and climate change than racism, which is everywhere hiding around the corner waiting to beat you up and fucking screw you over and kill you, lest you vote for the left and then you're saved. So that's the only reason why Biden is saying that George Floyd is better than Martin Luther King, because George Floyd is more useful to him and his strategy, which is racism is everywhere and all people who don't vote for him are racist. Trump fans are racist. Next is going to be DeSantis voters are racist. So they use these people to do that. And that's it. And that is it. Biden does not care about black people at all. At all. Do you remember he was against busing? Busing was that policy where they tried to achieve some kind of racial integration and didn't want schools to be just black or just white. They wanted to integrate. Biden was against that back in the day, back in the 70s, I believe. Biden said if you don't vote for him, you're not black, which means that black people are all the same and they have to vote for him. They're a hive mind. Just unbelievable comment from Biden there. Remember that one? So Biden just doesn't give a shit about black people. So he's not in a position to comment on Martin Luther King and George Floyd or whatnot. I mean, look at him. Listen to him. Look at his history. You think Biden gives a fuck about black people? About their struggles? The only thing he cares about is exploiting black people, branding them as victims in exchange for a little bit of power, a little bit of limelight. But in the end, he's not going to do anything good for black people. He just victimizes them, tells them that their fate is out of their hands. They can't be successful through merit because the whole system is against them. The bigotry of low expectations is obvious whenever Biden speaks, not least because he says George Floyd is more influential than MLK. I'm Johnny Masker, and if you're just joining us, we're discussing Biden saying George Floyd's more influential than Martin Luther King. But if you've been watching from the beginning, stop your grinning and drop your linen, donate some cash and let's keep winning. Streamlabs.com/Johnny Masker. The more you donate, the more you're going to get. Gary Von Merbach has tipped $100. He says, you deserve more. This is what I can do at this time. Love you, brother. And I love you, Gary. I'll give you a hell yeah. Thank you so much. I want to say big up to all my patrons. The new patron, Norris Griffin. Hello. Jan Sando, Jim Morrison's Bathtub, John Carlisle, Jimmy Shorts, Wayne Mullahan, Richard Abbott, Melanie Hyder, Cavender Motors, Thomas Christopoulos, and Richard Smith. Your donations are much appreciated. So what else is going on in the world? Well, Israel is gearing up for 5 shots, their 5th shot. The 4th booster, or the 2nd booster, the 4th shot works so fucking well. Now you need 5. Check this out over on Bloomberg.com. They say 4th Pfizer dose is insufficient to ward off Omicron, Israel trial suggests. Preliminary data found inoculation did increase antibodies. Those with 4th shot only slightly less likely to get variant. 2 weeks after the start of the trial, 154 medical personnel. Of 154 medical personnel. Researchers found the vaccine raised antibody levels, but that only offered a partial defense against Omicron, according to Yoche, the trial's lead researcher. So there you go. Last week, European Union regulators warned that frequent COVID-19 booster shots could weaken the immune system and may not be feasible. Oh, really? Oh, really? If you overstimulate some part of your body, are you telling me you might burn that shit out? Oh, man, I can't believe you're saying this. Wow, it's a little bit late for those people with four of those fucking things. Hope you don't catch some regular disease and die from that. But hey, the FDA won't be responsible, don't worry. You know, I used to take loads of ecstasy back in the day when I was a teenager, and that releases loads of endorphins, more endorphins than you'd normally get from eating chocolate or having sex or doing anything like that. And it feels fucking amazing, but do that day after day after day, you get a massive come down. What do you think happens? By the same logic, if you keep overstimulating another part of your body, your immune system, it keeps on spewing out antibodies. Do you think that shit's going to go well? You're not going to burn that out? For every action, there's an equal and positive reaction. So if you overstimulate your system, you're going to overdump all those things that are coming out, antibodies, and you're not going to have any left. So call me surprised. Now, is it fucking ending? Is it ending? Is it ending? I keep seeing all these little things over on the Twitters, and the signs are looking kind of positive about coronavirus coming to an end. If I just flick through my Twitter feed, sorry to give you eye aids, but hey, you're all going to get it. No vaccine's going to save you. Look at some of these little pieces of news, right? Some of these bits of news are really, really good. Some of these pieces of news are really fucking good. And I can't find any now. So I wish I wouldn't have gone in there, and I wish I wouldn't have got your hopes up. But just take it from me, there's loads of good shit that I'm seeing online. Like Sweden apparently are not going to require a COVID test to come into the country. England's on the 26th of January apparently going to drop nearly all restrictions, if not all. I know you've heard it before, but you're hearing echoes of this everywhere. Scotland are going to remove restrictions pretty soon, apparently. I'm seeing a lot of rumblings, a lot of echoes that things are starting to move. I am too jaded. I don't believe things will ever get back to normal, because I think the world is run by unelected officials and bureaucrats, billionaires who lobby the government, and they want the Great Reset to happen. It's fucking obvious. WEF, World Economic Forum, the world leaders go there. Clinton's are involved. Gates is involved. I think Biden was even speaking there recently. Everyone's fucking speaking at the World Economic Forum. They want vaccine passports. They were talking about digital IDs before coronavirus came along. They're co-developing Japan's vaccine passport. They want the digital IDs. They want world control. And I think the most money is in these kind of faceless groups who lobby the government. So I won't get my hopes up anytime soon, because money talks. You've already seen America sold itself out to China, sold out its manufacturing industry, sold out its entertainment industry, Hollywood and whatnot, censoring themselves for China. They sell out left, right and center. If they all sell out to China, why wouldn't America sell out to bodies like World Economic Forum, who want digital IDs and our slavery? So I don't think it's going to end anytime soon, but there's so many rumblings online. I want to be proven a conspiracy theorist. I want to be proven wrong about everything when I said we'll never get back to normal. So yeah, you saw that article, Israel saying four shots aren't enough when only one person's been on a ventilator from the whole history of Omicron, and basically nobody's died from it. Taking more shots is going to overstimulate your immune system. It kind of looks like things are moving, but whether we will ever go back to how we were before without this whole digital system, vaccine passports and all this kind of stuff, I don't know, but I hope it is coming to an end soon, and I'll be absolutely delighted if it does. So next for tonight, Microsoft buys Activision Blizzard. So Microsoft, massive company, obviously they were the people who created Windows, and now they have the Xbox. They've gone into gaming to challenge PlayStation and whatnot. They have just bought Activision Blizzard. Now this is a massive story. Activision Blizzard is, fuck, it must be one of the biggest, if not the biggest, video game developers in the world. So let's have a look at this news. Microsoft going hard against Sony in the current console war. They say Microsoft will buy Activision Blizzard, a bet on the next generation of the internet. Microsoft is the dominant force in business software, New York Times says, and a giant player in cloud computing. On Tuesday, the company made clear that its ambitions were even bigger, saying it planned to buy the powerhouse video game player Activision Blizzard for nearly $70 billion in a deal meant to position the company for the next generation of the internet. So this is not just about games, it's about the internet. The acquisition, Microsoft's largest ever, would catapult the company into a leading spot in both the video game industry and could strengthen its hand in the nascent world of virtual and augmented reality. It is also a challenge to regulators in Washington, as Democrats and Republicans alike have pushed to limit the power of technology giants. Microsoft, which makes Xbox consoles and owns studios that produce hits like Minecraft, has expanded its gaming business to surpass $10 billion in annual revenue. In anticipation of a longer review, Microsoft said it did not expect the Activision deal to close until the next fiscal year, which ends in June 2023. Activision makes major hits like Call of Duty and Candy Crush. Every housewife in existence plays this. And the takeover would make Microsoft the world's third largest gaming company by revenue, behind Tencent and Sony, the company said. The deal would also give Microsoft a significant boost against Facebook, which is considered the leader in the so-called metaverse, the name given to the virtual world. Interesting. So this is major. Microsoft doing everything it can to try to leapfrog its rival, bitter rival, Sony. And Microsoft bought a massive video game company recently. I think they bought BioWare. Was it BioWare? No, not BioWare. They bought someone recently who make Bethesda. They bought Bethesda, who basically make the Elder Scrolls games, and that was a massive, massive acquisition. And now, if they get Activision Blizzard, I do wonder if they'll make Call of Duty, which is basically the world's biggest video game, and exclusive only for the Microsoft console. My personal feeling is Microsoft should buy Sega. They've got so much intellectual property that's just begging to be rebooted. So you've got Sonic the Hedgehog and all the fucking shit that comes with that. I think they should buy Sega and go to town with that. I really think they should. But it's interesting, they're not just talking about video games with this acquisition. They're talking about cloud computing and all that kind of shit. So the future of gaming is going to be this. It's going to be cloud-based gaming where you just have a receiver and the receiver just beams internet into it and beams this amazing powerful workstation with amazing graphics into your TV, and you're just accessing a workstation somewhere else in the world, and that means it will have amazing graphics. That means you won't have to buy a new console every time you want to get better graphics. The workstations will slowly and hopefully exponentially increase in power over time, and the graphics will just get better. When you wake up one day, the servers and workstations will just have improved. That's where we're going with this stuff, and perhaps Microsoft has one eye on that when they're acquiring Activision Blizzard. They want to take over games. They want to take over cloud gaming. They want to take over virtual reality. They want to compete with Facebook and the metaverse. Microsoft going extremely hard. Sony going to have to watch over their shoulder because they are the leader in video games, and they have been since, well, the 2000s. But Microsoft really aggressively ramping up their attack, their assault on the video game industry, and hopefully the consumer will be rewarded with better stuff. In the free market, we're going to have these companies competing against each other freely to give us the best product, and hopefully that means we're going to get the best stuff. So I'm kind of looking forward to where this is going to go. Now, finally for tonight, a bit of random news, if I ever saw it. The world's oldest trousers. I just saw this on Twitter and I thought I have to show it to you because I fucking want these. If there are any massacre friends out there who want to send something to my PO box, I'll fucking wear these out. In Japan, you can get away with wearing this old school shit. Check it out. Arkeo Histories, who is followed by Jordan B. Peterson, says a pair of woolen trousers, Yanghai trousers, which were recently discovered in a graveyard in Western China, dates back to about 3,300 years, and archaeologists believe it is the world's oldest pants. Look at these fucking things. Wicked, mate. Look, vintage. That is as vintage as it gets. I could wear that to a club. All distressed and shit. Slightly ripped. I mean, China was good for something before the Communist Party took over. So these are wicked. What do you think of these? I'm not sure exactly what's going on around the crotch area. It looks like his nether regions have been set upon by some heavy flame. Perhaps that's how he went how he went out. But I like the way the patterns are kind of preserved. Look at this pattern around the knee. This kind of weird ornate pattern. Fucking hell, mate. They had it going on back in the day in China with the Yanghai trousers. What do you think of that? I have been Johnny Masker, and I tell you what, mate, you better be back for the next episode. Otherwise, I'll be coming around your house. Please make sure to like and subscribe and hit that notification bell, because that is what all those other cunts tell you to do. Laters.